Blog Talk Radio.
Boo, 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 boo. Welcome to the Best Life Cafe. I'm here with Kathy Anello, and my name is Tim Poma. Welcome. How is everyone doing out there in this wonderful, wonderful world? Kathy, good morning.
Oh, good morning. I feel like, you know, take a deep breath, exhale. It has been such a weird time, and I first want to just preface this podcast with the fact that last week's podcast was completely recorded, ready for showtime, and was completely a blank slate when we went to listen to it. But we did it, and we meant to have it out for you guys, and it's gone. Mercury retrograde just poof. We don't know.
Yeah.
All we know
Mercury
is that
in the microwave.
We could not get back here until today from last week because of our super crazy busy schedules. And I just want to say that life is moving so fast, I'm over it. I am not here for life moving this fast anymore. I'm really not. Like,
yeah.
Stop it.
The change in everything, it just seems like it's exponential. You know, talk to a lot of people that are struggling with their finances, and you know, I'm there with them on that playing field, and you know, I'm just sending a lot of love and blessings out to everybody. May this little message here of hope and joy bring you some of those things, because I know that it's not easy out there. So stay vigilant, stay up, and let's go. Let's get this, kids.
Really not easy right now. And I was sitting here thinking, like, wah, 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 like, this is the Best Life Cafe, and but it's also the Real Life Cafe. And I feel like, you know, when things are happening in real life, you know, how do you keep that hope and momentum going? How do you not look at the glass half empty when you're being, you know, people are coming at you with so many issues, especially in my line of work? Like, I have a lot of financial people, you know, who are just struggling. And then you have all these, like, emotional things that are going on in the world, and then this global, like, oversight of what's really happening out there that are completely out of our control. It's like, how do you keep hope in such uncertainty? That is really hard for a lot of us, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%. And I feel like what has to transpire is that we have to turn off the television, turn off the YouTube, turn off the social media, because I know that those things don't help. You know, there was Facebook got in trouble for one time because they were purposefully putting negative things in front of positive people to make them feel negative. And
that is creepy.
Yeah, no. So their algorithm is geared to, like, upset you. Almost. Thanks,
well,
Facebook
would never upset me.
I really don't like the
platform at all. That Facebook for
me
is like my least liked platform. I absolutely love Instagram. I love TikTok, and I really love Twitter. But Twitter is a whole nother Kathy Anello animal. Like, I want to encourage people to not follow me on Twitter because I let a different side of me out, because my followers are mostly unknown. So I'm a mix between what I really think about politics and what I really think about reality TV. I'm like the Bachelor, Vanderpump Rules. Like, I have all these, like, this whole other life on Twitter. But it's a funner platform because of the diversity, and then obviously when Elon Musk took over, it was able to have all different points of view. Like, it's not just Republican, it's not just Democratic, it's not just independents. It's a lot. And then there's authors and podcasters, and so. But Facebook, like, limits you to this weird little algorithm of the same things and the same people, and every second post is an ad. And, you know, and even, like, I'm just like, if I was going to give up anything,
I get
it would be book. I call it book face, because I'm just like, I can't.
I get it.
You know, and the picture, and then there's the post of the fake post where people are like, well, look at me. And you're like, I know your life. Like, what are you even thinking? And it's hard to see fake things also for me.
Yeah,
fake people.
I get it.
Nothing
I
personal to
that
anybody listening. It's just my observation.
I think that.
Tell me how you really feel.
I think that, you know, in this modern era that we find ourselves, that people, I mean, obviously, when you look at social media, there is possibly a feeling of you're not good enough, you're not, you know,
right.
like you're not doing all the things. And so that would lead people to falsely, you know, put up things. I mean, I don't really pay that much attention to Facebook. I find that whenever I post on it, my posts are really flat, don't get a lot of interaction. Instagram is better, but it's also owned by Facebook, and they changed it, you know, like 100%. The original
people
Instagram
aren't doing, like, posts anymore. Yeah, people are just doing stories or reels. Like, it's not. I used to have a beautiful wall, and I had it aesthetically, you know, white, orange, white, orange, white, orange, and it was like a little tile, and it was everybody, you'd go to their sites, and they'd have them aesthetically beautiful. That's gone. Like, that's not Instagram anymore. Yeah, I haven't put a post up on Instagram for over a year. But one of the things I wanted to say about social media, because it's like, yes, we should turn all those off, but that's like asking a lot of people when, for a lot of people, this it's a lifeline to not be lonely, to not to also feel some validation from people. But I was thinking about when you were talking this one particular, like it also supports you feeling left out. So I, you know, like I have been a person who's always my whole life, and this has just really come to surface, always felt like I was outside the circle. Like I've never like felt like I belonged in one little friendship group, but like I've just never had that feeling. And so it's like sometimes if you see something that you weren't invited to, you're like, well, what am I, chopped liver? Like you couldn't pick up the phone and say you were going to be three blocks down the street having dinner. And I take it personal. I don't anymore, but I have in the past taken it personal. And I had to really look at that and say, yeah, that's not even about you. Like they're just having dinner down the street. Like they didn't think, wow, Kathy lives three blocks away, we should call her. You know, but then the next time I saw them, I'm like, next time you're down the block, you know, call me and I'll come down and see you. And then it's about being able to overcome that feeling of left out, because it's really more about what's been going on for you or your trigger or what you felt in the past. And so I really had a whole, you know, full circle about that in the last couple of weeks. And I'm grateful for that because I don't think it feels good to feel left out, you know, for anybody.
Oh, no, it never does. It never does. And I feel like social media can allude to a lot of that, right? Because everyone's posting all
comments.
Of their
their
stuff all the time. And when you're posting your life on it, then of course someone's going to be hurt because they weren't invited to whatever. And, you know, it's like, but that's the way it is anyways. Because when you were younger, like that happened.
Yes, right? But you didn't know about it like that. But what I was thinking about just now is that I've even been hurt, like, well, she like, liked my comment, but she commented on her comment. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, wait a minute. She, like, said, oh, thank you. And then to mine, she just gave a little like. And you're like, why was I not important enough for it? And it's such a, what do you call that? It's like a, don't take it personal. Number one, none of it is personal. It's just about what they're feeling and what they're doing. It has nothing to do with you, but that's what social media does for us. And when you think about it, social, it is about, like, if you took it back to before these times, when you went to the school dance and nobody asked you to dance, when you, you know, like the little things that you can remember back from middle school and stuff, or when you were picked last on the teams, when you had two captains, you know, and they were like, everybody got picked and then you were left, you know, it's like, interesting to think that it's more universal of a message, this, like, how social media can make people feel, or even people who get bullied. I've seen it happen in groups, you know, where everybody's talking about one particular subject and then they just like bash this person's opinion and I'm like, I'm out. I can't do it. So anyways, I don't want to go back much more on social media, but
no, I'm done.
I don't think we can not talk about it. I don't think you cannot have it in your life, but I think you have to come at it from a different perspective.
You know, I'm really grateful for it on a lot of different levels. Through my art and stuff like that, it allows me to be seen by more people. You know, I've found clients that live in San Francisco that buy my art. And and it's all because of social media. So, you know, even though I'm
right.
talking shit right now, like I have a lot of, I'm very thankful for it because
this
it does allow the creative individual to shine. And if they're good enough, you know, they will rise to the top. And I think that's really cool. It's kind of, it's just a, it's a tool, but it can be, make you a tool if you're not careful.
It's a yin and a yang. It's a yin and a yang.
Double edged.
So just find your balance. I would just suggest, and what I've been doing personally is really just not allow, like my screen time was down 33% last week. And I was like, yes, like that's what I don't want to be spending a lot of time doing this when I can be spending time doing something over here. So that's
it. I don't even
want to tell
you.
Also, what?
I don't want to even tell you how much screen time I have on because my computer is linked to my phone and it says that I've been designing coloring books. So I've got two coloring books that are up on Amazon.
Oh, I love that.
One of them is Cute Baby Animals and it's got a picture of a tiger, a lion on the front of it. And the other one is called Flowers in Bloom. It's an adult coloring book. And I'm working on a third one that is animal mandalas, and hopefully I'll have that one up soon. I've got all the pages done, but I'm struggling with the cover of it because I want it to look so good because the illustrations inside are amazing.
I am so proud of you. Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, so my screen time is like 15 hours a day sometimes.
Oh, yeah. But different than 15 hours a day on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like every free moment you go to Facebook. Who likes this? Who likes that? Okay, so on that note of like creating and doing other things, it's like doing those things with your time is actually, I love that you have coloring books. Like it's all about finding a way to be creative and make it work for yourself in these trying times. And you have to get more creative right now. And you have to work multiple jobs or network multiple places. Like, there's a lot more to it in this busy, busy world than there ever used to be.
Absolutely.
So I'm proud of you.
And, you know,
that's really awesome.
I'm trying to tie together all of these things for relaxation and the coloring books.
The theme.
And my Zen and Z's channel. It all ties together, and eventually there'll be a storefront that has all the things in one space. And so, you know, honestly, I miss being in my art studio, but I also feel like this is where I need to be. This is what I need to be doing just so that I can, you know, create something that is going to work for me in the long run where I don't have to continue painting one thing every day because I'm only selling one painting or whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? And so this allows me to set myself up for the future. So future Tim is going to be very happy. Present Tim sometimes is stressed out because he's like, oh, I just go to work, get off work, work more, go back, go to sleep, start all over again, you know? It's a vicious cycle.
And we're all in it. And that's the thing.
No, I know.
Even people who aren't working will say something to me like, I just don't know where my day was. Well, what did you do? Like, where did you go? One of the things you said that I wanted to touch back on was, this is where I need to be. And this is what I need to be doing. And I think that when you can listen to that voice inside of you, because it feels like this is where I'm supposed to be. Like, there's no better feeling to know that you're doing what you can do, you know, what you're doing, what you want to be doing. So I appreciate that comment because it brings me back and reminds me that this is all my choice on what I'm doing and how I'm spending my time and what is my purpose for doing this task. And just to be more mindful about how you feel in those moments and strive to get to the place where this is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed
100%.
To be doing. And it feels right, not just a forced, oh, I got to go do this. It's like, I'm here. I strive for that feeling, and I'm not close, but I'm moving in that direction, this tiny little inch, you know, to where I want to be.
Getting closer. Getting closer. No, I mean, that's all you can do. And, you know, yesterday I was working on mural up at Ukiah High School, and one of the kids, I had said something to him because he told me he was behind on his classes and he's going to probably not pass. And I'm like, well, you've still got time. And then, you know, I asked him, how do you eat an elephant? He goes, you don't eat an elephant. I said, it's a metaphor. How do you eat an elephant? And he's like, I don't know. I said, one bite at a time. And that was 2 weeks ago. And last week or this week, he tells me that he got a lot of his homework done and all this stuff. And I'm like, all right, man. And then I told him he needed to paint this green on the canvas. And he's like, yep, all you got to do is one day at a time. I said, how do you eat an elephant? He goes, one bite at a time. I'm like, that a boy.
Oh,
so, you know,
I love
the progress of a big, big challenge is just baby steps. And even if you're not sure what the steps are, taking a step in that direction, regardless of what it is going to assist you in the future. And so for me, it just happens to be sitting at a computer and designing some pages to put in the coloring book. And, you know, I have lots of art ideas of what I want to paint, which is always usually good because sometimes I get wrung out like a sponge and I need to wait before I can get back in the studio and go. But it's all coming and it's starting to get warm, like so warm.
Way too warm. Well, I'm not going to say that because I'm not going to even – I did not like the rain and the snow. So I will not complain about the weather. But one of the things you said was the one step at a time. We had talked extensively on the Lost podcast about change and how to – like when it's important to change your life. But one of the things that you said was one step at a time. And I realized – and I had just done a vision board the night before –
that's
Lost
right.
podcast, and we were talking about, but one of the things on it was big little changes, one step at a time. And so what it means is that if you take these little steps towards what you want, they turn into the big change that you want. So you have your big change up here on the top of your, you know, whatever, but all these little steps, and each day, if you do one step, just one, it could be, I have a friend who said to me the other day, she says, I'm carving out 1 hour a day for my practice because she's an angel card reader and she wants to start, you know, really start doing some more live stuff. And she's like, just 1 hour a day. And then she said, then I get into that hour and it turns into 2 hours, but that's okay. I've given myself that hour. And it just sat with me that it's such a small thing to give that 1 hour a day to your dreams. Even if it's networking, if it's reaching out, if it's following a YouTube, or, you know, reading about something that you want to write about or whatever it is, you have to take that hour a day if you want that change to happen. You do. You can't just 100%. Wish it into existence. I'd love to say that, I say you can't wish it into existence in the same breath that I know you can speak it into existence, but...
Well,
works is dead. Like if you know AA, without works is dead.
Into existence that you want to be the best piano player in the universe if you don't practice. Like there are things that do require your effort on the side.
100%.
You can speak it into existence.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
but that also requires. Well, one of the things I've been listening to Abraham it's really so much about the feeling. So you can speak something into existence, but you have to feel it into existence. Like you have to feel every fiber of your body. Yeah, in the wind, you see the wind out there. This is my wind, the best piano player. You see the wind, and then you feel the wind, and then you get to that piano, and you are the best piano player because you have felt it and spoke it and felt it and seen it, which is bad grammar, sorry, saw it into existence, right? Everybody
it's
knows
early.
Nobody
yeah.
knows. Really.
No,
midnight's listening to this, they're like, what? It's early? I hope you listen to this at midnight. I know our listenership has gone way down because we haven't had a podcast out for 20 days. And it's primarily, I want to say my fault, like tax season kicks my ass and I don't have a lot of conversation in me with anyone. Like people go, where have you been? I'm like, by myself. Just by myself.
I know.
I'm going to go out tonight though. I'm going to go watch the Warriors game with a bunch of people. Like,
that's awesome.
Such a good game the other night. I don't know if you're a Warriors fan, but woo! It's been exciting.
I was watching I watched the first game of the playoffs. Are they still in playoffs?
Yes. Look, I'm like, what? How does nobody watch the Warriors?
Just because I have too much other stuff going on.
Well, what's lovely is that it's two North Bay teams, Sacramento and San Francisco, and they're phenomenal players. Like, phenomenal. It's watching this sport and the grit to win, it's kind of the same thing we're talking about. You know, it's like that desire to win at all costs and stop at nothing to win. That's what we need to go into in every aspect of our dream life. You know, that desire to make it happen, that grit, that determination, that 15 hours at a computer, you know, that hour a day on my life. It's a really important piece of manifestation.
Absolutely. That calculated.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That calculated step, right? And also, I really know that I have faith that it's all going to work out, and I believe in what I'm doing, and I believe in the process. I'm just, you know, it's patience at the end of the day that is required for all of these manifestations to come true. Also, you know, that diligent first step and patience.
Yeah.
And then just hold
patience.
In there.
Patience is a big piece. It's like chill, right? Like I have spoke this into existence. I am starting to make the steps. It doesn't chill. It will come. Synchronicity, events in the universe will happen to open up. One of the things I wanted to share was that I had gotten, it's no secret that there's a secret part of me that wants to live in Southern California, and that if I had the way means money to do so, I would probably do it, at least for a couple of years, just because I would like to fulfill that part of a dream. And so yesterday I got invited to house sit for 30 days in Marina Del Rey, which is right on the beach, and it would be I'd have to dog sit a dog and walk him three times a day. And I looked at my life and I was like, how in the world could I take a month off from my life, pay all the bills in that month? And I mean, I've got two homes and I got a lot going on, right? So an office, and it wasn't the best year this year that I've had in past years. And I was like, what is this presenting itself for? You know, what is this doing for me? And why is this presenting itself? And so I had to look at it like it's driftwood, because it started the process of me saying, well, if this is what you want, what can you do to get there? You know, what steps can I take? What things can I move around? What leaps can I take to just go spend a month in LA, not come back to Ukiah for 30 days and see how that feels? So anyways, it wasn't a resounding yes, but it wasn't a resounding no. And I just thought, it's driftwood. It's that little thing that the universe sends you and says, well, here's a door. Like, are you going to walk through it, or are you going to, you know, bank this for the next time? So it was just interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. You know, so driftwood is the indication that things are coming your way. And, you know, you say to the universe, like, I want to move to Los Angeles. And then it, like, presents itself in, like, various different ways to show you that you're on the right path. You're making the right steps. You're doing the right thing. So I just wanted to clarify that for the audience in case you did not understand what that was. Yeah, you're welcome. So
what the fuck is driftwood?
With that said, you know, I feel like it's one of those things that you almost have to do. You have to just figure out how to do it, because it's going to fulfill some part of you, and it's not going to cost you to be down there, right? Like, it's you're going to make a little bit of money, probably not a lot of money, but some.
Well, I can work from anywhere.
Well, that's just
I
it.
Have one,
so go to
one client, and I talked to him yesterday about it. He's the only one that requires my presence on a more, you know, weekly basis in his office with him. And everybody else is either my office or online. And so I have to just look at the fact that even if this 1 month, and it's also in the month of July, which is my favorite lake month, and so that's really hard for me to make the decision to not enjoy my lake life and, you know, have that time here this summer when I don't get to be there all year. So anyways, what I wanted to bring it up for was just to say sometimes these things present themselves to show you that you're just on the right path. And that driftwood is saying, 100%. Hey, you know, if this one doesn't work out, you're still on the path to what you want and what you've asked for and what you've put out in the universe. So anyways, we're getting to the end, and I just wanted to say that the signs are really important, and the universe, once you clarify what you want, will send you synchronistic points of attraction to get where you need to go.
100%. Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum. You know,
I just want to take
a moment and thank all the listeners that are sticking with us through these times. And I want to send a big hug and lots of love to all of you out there that are struggling. And I just want you to remember to take it one day at a time. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It might not feel like it right now, whatever you're in, but I know for a fact that it's all okay in the end. And if it's not the end, or if it's not okay, it's not the end. So just hang in there and everything's going to be fine.
I come to mind, never give up, you know, and I think that that's our choices. Like, just keep going. So I want to also thank all our listeners for hanging in there and for hopefully re-listening here and resharing and giving us any feedback that you'd like, any subjects that you'd like. We appreciate you, and we appreciate the time that we get to bring this to you. I really do. I needed a podcast.
Absolutely.
I was like, oh, I need a podcast. Thank you, Tim, for showing up for me.
You're very welcome. Much love. Many blessings, everybody. And don't forget to not give up. We got you. Much love.
All right. Love it. Bye.